This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome on back into Sports Talk, getting more into our black and gold talk to help us with that. Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, joining us now here on WWL. Mike, how you been doing, man?
I have been great. I mean, you know, we all celebrate May 7th, right? I mean, they get their numbers. They get their numbers. That's a step forward for me. Now, they will sometimes change their numbers, but they got their numbers. And so, hey, I can start work.
I was going to say, I definitely thought of you when I saw that today. You know, Kelvin Banks Jr. seeing number 71, former Saint Ron Ramczyk. I guess it's not official for him yet with his retirement, so I can't say former Saint Ryan Ramczyk, but that is his number 71. Tyler Shough, the quarterback, taking number 6. Last born by Willie Gay there. I guess an interesting choice for Shough. Overall, you know, kind of now getting to step back a little and dissect the draft that we were all a part of doing. Just your thoughts on the Saints draft, and specifically just honing in that QB position, everything you've seen about the new guy, Tyler Shough, coming in and what he's going to be able to do for this team, considering there's still a lot of known around Derek Carr.
Yeah, I mean, we know maybe a little more about Carr. Like, we feel like we're going to find out maybe sooner rather than later about whether he's going to do the surgery or not, but I don't know, it just doesn't – the whole thing feels about as off as it felt on April 11th when we heard the news, right? I mean, it's that same kind of what? So, yeah, I think, you know, Tyler Shough is going to get every opportunity. I mean, he's been throwing – we've seen some video of him throwing with Bub and Juwan at Tulane, and he's just, you know, you saw him at Dragos. He's just a big dude, right? So I'm just interested to see. We have – many camp beginning. To me, when you say kind of the overall draft, I would have bet, not my house because I owe too much on that, but I'd have bet a pretty good chunk of money that they don't stay with 9 picks in every exact slot, right? I mean, I thought it was interesting as heck just to have 9 picks. I don't really look too much at the draft grades because it's about as, you know, as I talked to Mike Dottilli, that's about as important as the day one draft grade on Friday. I mean, but who knows, right? So, but I am interested to see a couple of guys at these mini camps, and that's the linebacker, Danny Stutzman. They got in the 4th round, right about kind of where they thought, and then Devin Neal. Devin Neal, you know, in some mocks and some, you know, PFF had him going maybe early, you know, 100. You know, they get him in 184. You're not going to learn a great deal about these guys in shorts, but it'll be interesting just to kind of see them, you know, move around, just doing something. But I'm just to have 9 new guys and then 11, you know, undrafted free agents. Chris Rump, who they picked up. So there's a lot of, as we've said before, there's so much newness to this team, coaching, schematic, players. And so we will learn kind of as they do, step by step.
One of the things I'm looking forward to seeing in rookie minicamp, and I know this is not going to be the telltale sign of anything, you know, set in stone, but, you know, the drafting of Kelvin Banks Jr. at 9th overall, he's played left tackle all 3 years at his time at Texas, but the team moved Talaese Fuaga to that spot a year ago after he had played right tackle for most of his career. Do they want to flip Fuaga again and keep Banks at his natural spot, or do you move the rookie? It's an interesting question. I'm just curious what you think, and I know we'll find out soon enough this weekend on what the Saints' plans are, at least.
I mean, I think you put people where they've played most of their career, right? I don't think they, in a perfect world, they wanted to move Trevor to right tackle. I think they felt they were probably better suited from a blindside quarterback to have Fuaga at left tackle and Penning at right tackle. But he played every game. I mean, if you think about where the question marks that this team had about Fuaga and Penning at left and right tackle, we didn't talk about them too much during the season. We talked about everybody else, but not too much. I guess I would have a hard time. I want somebody to make me the conversation, make the argument to keep Fuaga at left where he's only played 1 year, and Banks move to right. I don't know how you'd convince me of that. So I'm with you. To me, I think Banks would be your left tackle, and Fuaga goes back to right where he's played and most natural. But you know, who knows?
Yeah, I agree, Mike. And we talked with Drew earlier on the show about it with Tron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk. And when Armstead retired a couple of weeks ago, the Saints official Twitter account posted the picture of Drew with, you know, his two bookend tackles, and they were so elite. And I think that's what the Banks pick really signified, is you're trying to get back to that. You're trying to get back to stellar offensive line play, having those elite bookend tackles for the next decade plus. And I agree with you. Like, I can see the potential argument that Fuaga was so good at left tackle in his rookie year that you don't want to potentially move him. But at the same time, you know that he can play right tackle. It's where he played his entire career at Oregon State. I think, you know, the kind of question mark is, would they play Banks instead of moving him to right tackle, play him at left guard to start his career, and you keep Talley at left tackle in that situation? But at the same time, you're taking Banks at 9. I think you're taking him to play tackle. So I agree with you.
Right, because then in that scenario, you're keeping Trevor at right tackle, right?
Right.
You put Banks at left guard. So, yeah, I think you're right. By the way, I just got an email from Diane, so I did not hear Drew. Did Drew talk about what the Kelvin Banks Fuaga situation and how what you would do with tackles in that situation?
No, he talked more about Ramczyk and Tron and like his experiences with those guys that have just retired, and how some of his best football memories were getting the huddle with them. And I just think that that's kind of a, you know, fundamental thing for this Saints front office, is that, you know, the offensive line play, they're going to keep investing in it until it's good enough and to return to, you know, that form which it used to be, led by Armstead and Ramczyk.
Agree. And that speaks volumes to pass protection, one, but running the football. When the Saints are at their best, 06, 09, 11, 13, 18, look at how well they ran the ball in those years. I mean, yes, Drew, he's got 5,000 every year. We get used to it. We get spoiled. But when they were at their best as a team, they also could run the ball very well, and especially in those dominant years. And they had a lot of dominant years. But, man, you've got to be able to run the football. You know, it's got to be a factor. It can't be, you know, what it has been. You know, it was 4.4 yards, you know, last year. And it's in the offensive line is the first step. We don't know about Kendre Miller. Interesting to see Devin Neal, what he can do. We know what Alvin can do. And, man, that position needs to be a threat. It just can't be a position. It's got to be a big threat, like it was when it was Mark and Alvin.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, I got excited over the Neil pick, especially yesterday. Dettillier had Tim Brando on the show, who's done a ton of college football games, as you know, but just kept raving about Neil's ability, what he brings, and kind of said basically a new version of Darren Sproles, but more powerful and even faster. So I'm all excited now for sure, and I know that's been called one of those big value picks for the Saints in this draft.
No, I agree. And he comes into a kind of a perfect situation. He's going to get some opportunities, right? And that's the same, you know, you see guys who come in. I think we talked to several guys about that, like Jonas Sanker. And he comes in, he's a third-round pick. He comes into a room of experience, but he's also going to get some opportunity. I think that's the, you know, and the same thing with Stutzman, because they played so many kind of two linebacker sets last year, fourth-round pick. But so there's this great experience wealth there, but you're also going to get a chance to play. And I think that's the best situation to kind of be in, especially for Sanker and Stutzman.
It's also something to be said, Mike, about, you know, kind of changing to going with production over potential with some of these picks that they made in this draft, especially on day three, as you mentioned with Neil and Stutzman. You know, Stutzman and also Kelvin Banks as well, consensus All-American guys. And then Neil had broken all these records for running the football at Kansas. They went with guys that feel like safe picks because of their production at the collegiate level.
Yeah, and they didn't feel like reaches. And, you know, you can look at where some mocks might have had them. But most all of them, captains, most all of them, except for probably Shock, who had his injury situation, most were there, were available. You know, you get, you know, the top offensive lineman as far as awards go. You had captains who were available to be out there and were first-team conference, second-team conference, you name it, up and down the board. And they got nine guys, right? In the last 5 years, they've averaged, I think, 5.6 players a draft, 5.6. And now you got nine. And, you know, I think that's part of the rebuilding kind of formula. You know, I think you're still in the time of pushing the chips to the middle to win it all has turned. And, you know, the other teams in the NFC South have been picking 8, 9 every year for the last five. So it was great to see the Saints get nine good players coming and compete. And, you know, get healthy, stay healthy, and build this team. It's exactly like they talked about the night of the draft, inside out. Defensive line, offensive line. That's where this focus is going to be, and that's where they've got to get better. Because if you can stop the run and run the football, so many other things get better.
Just a week from today, Mike, talking to the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes here, the schedule for the NFL will be released. And curious, what do you look for when the schedule comes out right away? I mean, for me, I'm definitely honed into the season opener, what the home opener is, any potential cold weather games, and definitely primetime matchups for this Saints squad. Just curious if you look at the schedule any kind of differently.
Well, already they travel humongously, right? I mean, they travel mileage-wise more than they have, you know, since they've really gone to this 9-game, you know, when you're on the road, which is really just 21 and 23, you really can't count even years because they've only got, you know, 8 road games. So you can't do, you know, that. I think I look at first cold weather games. What has bothered me in the past is that I feel like the Saints have been up against it, and how they start the season and how the NFL finishes them on the season. So last year, 3 of their first 5 games on the road. And that's the way it's been in 3 of the last 4 years. 3 of your first 5 on the road. And then they finish with 3 of the last 5 on the road. And that's the third time in the last 4 years where you've had 3 of your last 5 on the road. So you open the season, those first 5 games, mostly on the road. You close the season, big 5 games, mostly on the road, in 3 of the last 4 years. So I kind of look at that because I think those stretches of the season are so important. Now, unfortunately, the last few years, those last 5 haven't been as important. It always feels like the Saints got to win the last 5 to be a part of it. And because the way the schedule is with the travel, what worries me is prime time, because I don't think the Saints, they have not, I don't think they're going to get a home Monday night. I'd be surprised, unless it's Tampa. Their home schedule, they only have one team that has double-digit wins, Tampa. That was it. 1. So I'm not sure they're going to get a Monday home. I feel like they're going to be a Thursday primetime, maybe once, maybe twice. Now then this schedule of Miami, 2 trips to the West Coast, a trip to Buffalo. I mean, you're all over the place. And how those primetime games match up with the schedule, to me, is going to be important. You're going to have some short weeks, and are those short weeks really, really hard? You know what I mean? Do you have to go to Miami, you know, to a different place? They only have, what is it, 1, 2? They have, if you don't count the home games, they have 2 games on the road in the central time zone. Everything else is West Coast, East Coast. So that's kind of what I look at. I just feel like the NFL does not want the Saints at home early in the season because of hurricanes. And I think that's unfair because look at the teams on the East Coast that have the same situation. But for whatever reason, I just feel most of their games early in the season are going to hedge to the road because of hurricane season. And they've done well getting out of the gate first game, first 2 games. But in those first 5, not very good. So I'm – believe me, I get into the schedule. We're going to talk about it next week, but I'm just touching the surface of how deep I get into the schedule because I just love it, right?
Well, but hopefully we do get those road games early in this schedule for Chicago and Buffalo at least.
Yeah, we can't discount Nashville. You get Nashville in late December or January. I mean, then, you know, you could get anything. So there's, you know, a lot of outside games, possible cold weather games. You know, it's when do you play your division? When do you play? So the Saints have 4 games against teams in the playoffs. 1's at home, Tampa, right? But 3 are on the road, Buffalo, Rams, Tampa. Now Tampa has 5 games against teams that were in the playoffs, but all 5 are division winners, and 4 are on the road. 1 at home is Philly. So it's kind of when I'm also, that was the last thing I'll say about the schedule, because I know I get a little crazy. It's like, when do you play the South, right? I don't know why they've decided it's going to be either bunched at the beginning or bunched at the end, and not like, you know, just kind of mixed in there. It's either, you know, what was it last year? You know, you had 1, 2, 3, 4 of your first, you know, 3 of your first 6. You know, Carolina, Atlanta, Tampa, 3 of your first 6. So you're halfway done. Your NFC South is so early. So I just don't like to see them bunched up like that. I don't like 3 home games in a row. And frankly, I don't like 3 road games in a row. There's no reason for it in this day and time.
Awesome stuff, Mike. One more thing before I let you go. We talked about today, you were celebrating getting some of the numbers for Saints jerseys. Well, tomorrow we get to celebrate Cam Jordan Day, getting honored by city council for all the work he's done for the city and his charity work. Just a great guy, not only on the field but off of it. Has meant so much for the black and gold. And sure, I think one day he'll end up in that ring of honor as well. But looking forward to celebrating Cam Jordan Day tomorrow.
Dude, we take Cam for granted. He's the best. So I'll I know you got to go. So when he in 2011 when he was drafted, the iPhone was an iPhone 4S. You know what the S stood for? Siri. It was brand new, the new voice assistant. You couldn't get an Uber or a Lyft in New Orleans. That was 4 years away. Instagram, less than a year old. The guy has been around, you know, through a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Missed two games. So that's what he's going to pass, you know, all things being, you know, normal. You had Drew on earlier. He'll pass him for the most Saints games ever, and also pass him for the most regular season games by week three. He's missed two, one from injury, a broken orbital eye socket, which would keep me out for 10 years, right? He missed a game, and then COVID. I mean, well, I don't, you know, he's amazing.
Yeah, definitely a guy that has meant so much to the team, the locker room, and just, like I said, the community overall. Just nonstop work since getting drafted here, spending his off days going to different schools is awesome stuff to me, and definitely a great representative of the city. Happy for him, and we'll definitely be sporting some Cam Jordan nostalgia gear tomorrow for Cam Jordan Day. Mike, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and be talking to you soon as we get the schedule coming out next week.
You bet, man. Looking forward to it. Mini camp, and then the schedule, and we'll see how the NFL has dictated our lives for the next 5 months.
Appreciate you, Mike. Have a great one. When's Mike Haas Day coming?
We don't have that. We stop stuff. You get to my age, you don't have that. You just have Thursday, and then you have Friday.
Appreciate you, Mike. Have a great one tonight.
Yeah, I'll see you, fellas.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, joining us there.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, And yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.